Pray the Word with David Platt is a resource from Radical.net.
Proverbs chapter 12, verse 25. Anxiety in a man's heart weighs him down, but a good word makes him glad. I just want to read that one more time to make sure you heard what God's word just said. In an age of anxiety, in all the ways that word is used as a clinical definition of anxiety or just worry and anxiousness about anything in our lives, anxiety in a man's heart weighs him down. We know this. I think pretty much everybody who's listening to this at some level, and some of us at very deep levels, can identify with the weight that comes with anxiety. And Proverbs 12, 25 says, but a good word makes him glad. There's so much we could talk about here, and I clearly don't have time to go into the clinical picture of anxiety, and I don't want to presume to offer in a couple of minute podcast an overly simplistic solution to anxiety, but I do want to say, one, a good word makes him glad. God has given his good word to us. So live in an age of anxiety, live in God's word. Meditate on his word day and night, on his promises, on truths about who he is, on how he can be trusted, on how he is sovereign and in control, not just everything in the world, but all the details of our lives. And hear from God every day, morning and evening. I need the good word of God in order to be glad in an age of anxiety. And not just a good word from God, but to look for opportunities to encourage others with good words in an age of anxiety. I want to encourage you today to look at the people you'll interact with and realize some, maybe many, maybe most, are dealing at some level with anxiety. So put some good words into their minds and hearts. Be an encouragement with your words to the people around you today that amidst whatever anxieties they might be experiencing, they might be made glad by a good word spoken into their life. Oh God, we praise you for your good word, even specifically for your good word in Philippians 4, Matthew 6. Don't be anxious about anything, but in everything with prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace that only you can give, that passes all understanding, will guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. God, I pray that good word over every single person listening to this right now, amidst whatever they're walking through. Pray for your peace that passes all understanding. Matthew 6, straight from your mouth, Jesus, that we would not worry about anything, but we would trust in you. We would seek you first in your kingdom, knowing you love us. Just like you provide for flowers and birds, all the more so you're committed, your very nature, to providing for us. God, we pray that you would help us then to meditate on and apply your word to our anxieties in this world. And in the process, God, help us to speak good words into others' lives today that encourage them, that build them up. God, help us to take advantage of every opportunity we have today to encourage others with good words that would make them glad, knowing many, not most, of the people we are interacting with today are experiencing some weight that comes with anxiety in this world. Jesus, we praise you as the Prince of Peace, as the one who makes freedom from worry and anxiety ultimately possible. We praise you for the hope that we have in you, that all who are weary and heavy laden, weighted down, can find rest in you. Oh God, we pray that you help us to point people to the rest that's found in you today. Help us not just to keep this rest, this peace to ourselves. And God, we pray specifically for the Western Cham people of Cambodia and Vietnam who've never heard the good news of the peace that is found in Jesus. God, we pray that they would be reached, for the Western Cham people to be reached with the good news of your love for them. Freedom from the weights of this world, freedom from sin and ultimately death. God, we pray that the Western Cham would be reached with that good news, with that good word, even as we praise you for your good word that makes us glad. In Jesus' name we pray, according to Proverbs 12:25. Amen.